Tonight we have the preliminary design completed.
That's borough manager Scott Hahn.
If there needs to be changes or if there's issues that need to be brought up, this is a good time to do it.
Paul Volkers with Juneau-based MRV Architects joined the conversation by phone.
This is the first point where we've had a realistic estimate. It's kind of, and Scott was right to say this is a good point if there are issues that we have to work through, like parking or other sort of space and organizational issues. This is the right time to raise it. From here on, it's going to start getting quite a bit more technically resolved with engineering systems, that sort of thing, and it becomes harder to go back.
At just over 10,000 square feet, the two-story building includes 7 senior apartments and a community center. The construction costs are estimated at about $4.3 million. Volkers said the project has a full budget of about $5.6 million. In 2016, Skagway voters narrowly approved a $6 million senior center bond proposition. Nola Lampkin raised concerns about what she sees as a lack of community input included in the design.
I feel like there's been nil input. They've done their best to stay under the radar. There has not been any community involvement or follow-through on the extensive research we did in surveying what the community wanted in the senior center. There's no sign of that in the current plan.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen questioned the number of parking spaces included in the design.
We got 7 units here and 8 parking spaces. Let's assume each person has a car. So that's going to leave 1 open parking space. And then everybody else is parking on the street.
Volkers responded.
1, I think it's a fair question. 2, we've tried to be reasonable for the type of population because not everybody will have a car. And 3, maybe there's some options that can find a little more if there's a consensus that would be a good use of site.
Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. questioned moving forward without a business plan from the senior committee, a task assigned to the committee by the assembly.
I feel it's not appropriate to continue additional planning on this facility without a complete and concise business plan on how we intend to administrate it. To begin construction without the business plan, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Burnham said the community should have another chance to weigh in on the current design. Volkers supported that. Mayor Monica Carlson said she'll meet with the senior committee about the business plan and other ideas brought up at the assembly meeting. From here, Volkers said the next set of drawings, the 65% design stage, are set to be finished by late January. He said another will be completed about 6 weeks later, and it should be ready to go to bid in late April. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.